This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Wow, I almost don't even know what to say anymore. What do you do when you have a New York Attorney General named Eric Schneiderman, and he, what is he, some kind of weird sadist, masochist, sex pervert, violent attacker of women? You know, we've got four women have come forward now, say that he was choking them, he was strangling them, he was beating them, he would have sex with them and then beat them. One woman said that it got to the point where every time she had sex with him, he would beat her. I'm like, why do you keep having sex with him, by the way? Well, the answer is because he threatened to kill her, according to the New Yorker report on all this. He threatened to kill her if she broke up with him. Think about that. And he's the New York Attorney General, and he threatened to have her stalked and followed. Talk about abuse of power. Not just the sicko human psycho behavior from all these powerful Democrats. They're almost all Democrats who do this kind of crap. This guy's a big-time anti-Trump Democrat, big-time Hillary supporter, big-time Women's March speaker. Yeah, marching with the women. Is that before or after he beat them? That's my question. He's marching with women, probably trolling them to find more victims. He's, well, not trolling them, but, you know, scouting out his next victim. The Women's March for him was like a recruitment system for his sex pervert crimes. I mean, what a disgrace, this guy. New York Attorney General. You know, the same position that Rudy Giuliani once held. New York Attorney General. Highest law enforcement officer in the state of New York. Right? Big time power. And he abused the power against the women that he was abusing, according to reports. Allegedly. I'm just going to say allegedly, and then everything else I say here is in parentheses. Everything is allegedly. Because these women have stepped forward and they've said, you know, this guy was abusing us. This guy would beat women. He would strangle women, choke them. This guy is a dangerous operator, and he was a big-time left-wing Democrat, a big-time Trump hater, hates gun rights. Of course he hates gun rights, because if one of those women happened to be carrying a gun, they would have used it on him, because he's assaulting them, allegedly. I mean, wow. Just wow. I got a video blog on this posted up at counterthink.com if you want to see more. Counterthink.com. This guy, Schneiderman, man. And the thing is, everybody's known about it for years. Trump tweeted about this 4.5 years ago, I believe. Said, you know, Schneiderman's going down. It's worse than Elliot Spitzer. The guy's going down. Something's wrong with this guy. It's getting out. You know, this is the kind of guy that always, he attacks Trump. All these people attack Trump. They say, oh, well, Trump, you know, slept with Stormy Daniels. Yes, she consented. I mean, it was a consenting relationship, and he didn't beat her. I mean, look at the difference here. They're like, oh, Trump slept with Stormy Daniels, he should resign. But this Eric Schneiderman, he beat women and choked women and threatened to kill him. That's okay, because he's a Democrat. You see, it's like everything Donald Trump did, and I do believe Trump slept around. He probably did. He's a New York billionaire playboy guy for part of his life. Who cares? I don't care. What I care about is he draining the swamp and attacking the deep state? But at least everything he did was with consenting women. Wasn't Stormy Daniels paid as part of that? Was she paid or not paid? I mean, was she a prostitute or not? I don't know. But none of these women are saying that he forced himself on her. But with Eric Schneiderman, that's routine. Oh, he beat me. He choked me. He threatened to kill me. He threatened to have the government follow me. He struck me with his fist out of the blue. He made my ears bleed or things like that. It's like, what? This is what Democrats do. See, when Republicans sleep with women, the women agree to do it. When Democrats, I'm talking about high-level Democrats here, when they sleep with women, it's like weird sex slave cultism crap. It's the women don't consent, especially not to being beat and struck and raped like Bill Clinton did to several women, allegedly. you know, high level Democrats, the way they treat women is the way they treat unborn children. It's just, oh, just another body to be chopped up and thrown away. Basically, you know, think about it. The way they think about abortion is the same way they think about their sex partners too. It's just, oh, just a piece of meat to use and abuse and then toss away and get rid of it. That's the mindset. That's what they have in common. That's the alignment of leftists, high-powered Democrats, left-wing people. They have no regard for life, whether unborn babies or adult human, you know, women. I don't mean just human. I mean just adult women who they just want to abuse and attack and assault and turn into their sex slaves. And this is the Attorney General again. This is the AG. Now, how much did Governor Cuomo know about this? Governor Cuomo had to know. He had to cover this stuff up. Cuomo's probably just as dirty as this guy Schneiderman. Cuomo is a piece of garbage, a communist. Cuomo is a sad excuse for an American. And he does not represent the good people of New York, by the way. Cuomo represents the scumbags like Schneiderman. That's the only people who support Cuomo. It's a bunch of human debris scumbags who abuse women and murder children and try to take away the liberties of everybody else. Want to take away your guns. Still not legal for a woman to carry a gun, is it, in New York City? To defend herself against these crazy, crazy Democrat men who work in government? Why can't women carry a Glock 19? This is what I'm saying. We need concealed carry permits for women in New York just to keep them safe from the Democrat sex predator men. These powerful white men, almost all Democrats, who are sex predators running around New York City, preying on women and beating them, threatening them. And it's become routine. I mean, look at Elliot Spitzer a few years ago. Not the same circumstances by any means. I don't think he allegedly beat any women. I think he was just visiting prostitutes and such as the Attorney General. It's like, gee, can you say blackmail? Yeah, how easy would it be to blackmail some of these dudes? You know, they're out doing all this crazy weird stuff and visiting prostitutes or being part of a sex slave cult or a sex trafficking cult or whatever they're into. You know, just one piece of evidence could be used against them or held over their heads by a bunch of criminals to have, frankly, legal immunity or immunity from prosecution. And that's why you can't have attorneys general that are scumbags, that are dishonest scumbags. But that's what you get in places like New York, run by Democrats, run by a bunch of scumbag women abusers, women beaters. And they claim to be pro-women and they speak at the Women's March. And they claim that Republicans don't have any compassion. Republicans are the bad people. But these Democrats that are choking, abusing, and threatening and raping women, oh, they're the good people. I see. I see how that works. So if you're a New York liberal, powerful Democrat, and you get your jollies off on sexually assaulting or having sex with women and then beating them, then you could be Attorney General of New York. I mean, you can rise up. I mean, Politico did a big story on this guy, how he was the next greatest thing to God and how he was going to bring down Trump. I mean, it's insane. It's just insane. What do you say? I don't know. Check out my video blogs at counterthink.com and read the latest news on all this at newstarget.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure. to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.